Here's some exciting news for Coast to Coast fans. If you've already been a Streamlink member, you know what a super value our subscriber service is. For around 15 cents a day, you get such great features as podcasts, that's automatic downloads, Coast to Coast shows directly onto your computer, desktop, or MP3 player. And by now, we've greatly expanded our full show library, so you have access to multi-year downloads. Imagine having hundreds of your favorite Coast to Coast shows at your fingertips to listen to, collect, and take on the go with you. You'll also get access to a whole library of Art Bell classics, Somewhere in Time shows, available as stream broadcasts, plus our fun live chat sessions, and we hold those twice a month. There's never been a better time to join Streamlink. You can visit coasttocoastam.com today to sign up on our secure servers. That's Streamlink. Simply visit coasttocoastam.com.
You're listening to Art Bell Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from June 8th, 2001.
All right, here we go. We're about to take on the sound, the weather. I just want to ask about it, Ed, because it's really getting bad. The weather extremes in this country right now are as they have never been before. The concern about global warming in all scientific reports I'm now reading. In fact, I read earlier today the president is now prepared to get on the global warming bandwagon. President Bush, of all people, Mr. Coal and Oil, now says he's going to get on the way he read the last presidential approval ratings. And in the environmental areas, he didn't do too well. So anyway, he's on board, he says, now. And it appears to be pretty scary and pretty real. And I know you've done some work on our weather, Ed. It seems to be changing awfully fast now, Ed. What does that mean?
In the short term, in terms of a technical remote viewing survey, geophysical survey of what's going on weather-wise, over the last eight or nine years of work, we've seen that there's a tremendous the linkage between the sun, Earth's sun,
right,
and our weather is really not has really not been understood by meteorology, and only now is beginning to be recognized. It reminds me, in a way, of the unconscious. The unconscious, up until the early 60s, was eschewed as having any bearing whatsoever on psychology. So it sort of reminds me of that in my own field.
Okay.
But the sun, and now we're in a solar max, and there is a very, very great linkage, a flux between the sun and Earth's weather. So you have these short-term changes that are really not understood. Lots of energy being pumped into the Earth's atmosphere,
yep,
in addition to global warming. But in the long term, we've got a very serious situation, and you have really written about it in the coming global superstorm. These long-term changes are a result of Earth's diminishing ozone layer. As I've mentioned before, not only is there an increasingly larger seasonal ozone hole that's resulting in lots of weather surprises, but what science doesn't understand, and actually what some meteorologists do know, and they are not saying it to the public, is that not only is there an ozone hole, but there is a metastasis of the ozone layer around the rest of the globe.
That's
that nobody's
absolutely
telling
correct.
You about.
No, it's correct. And I think that we've seen, I'm trying to remember how many percent change over North America, which equates to the rest of the world pretty much, but it was